This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every Sunday. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We're proud to be on this station, AM 590, The Answer, the Inland Empire's leading talk station. To the listener, you can always reach myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short, with any personal questions you may have. Now, I'm Principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We're a fee-only financial planning firm, and we also manage money. Now, today, what we're going to go over is how you should be investing in the stock market. And I see a lot of people doing the same exact thing, which is wrong. Unfortunately, it's wrong, and it's the way that you've been told to invest your whole lives. And unfortunately, it's the wrong way to do it. Now, yes, our firm does more than just investments. We're a financial planning firm that also does do investments. A lot of firms focus on investments that also do financial planning. Now, what's the difference? The difference is we feel there are a lot more items to pay more attention to, such as your cash flows, what's coming in, what's coming out. Why is that important? If your advisor doesn't know about Social Security benefits, pension benefits, if they don't know what your mortgage balance is, what your rate on your mortgage is, what your payments are, truly what your liabilities are, all assets, taking a look at what insurance coverage that you have, making sure that you're truly spending what you think you're spending, if they're not looking at all that, well, that's not a comprehensive financial planner. That's someone who just focuses on investments. So if they don't look at your tax returns, there's a problem there. Because how are they supposed to fully understand your full financial situation without understanding your full financial situation? That's where taxes come in. Our firm believes that's one of the biggest expenses in retirement is taxes. It's probably one of your biggest expenses now. Nevertheless, we focus on full comprehensive picture. Investments is a piece of that, but it's about 1/6 to 1/8 of the full picture. Now, we see people still making mistakes on there for whatever the reason is. Most likely improper advice or just people that are making recommendations that are not suitable. So, we're going to talk about just what are those common mistakes that people are making. We want to make sure you're not doing it. You can't afford to do it. Nobody can afford to do it. So, one of the biggest issues that I see are people paying unnecessary fees and commissions on their investments. You want to make sure you can avoid that at all costs. That is so important. Today's day and age, with technology where it is, you don't need to be paying high commissions or fees. And you know the firms I'm talking about, folks. I would recommend going to a discount broker to get your investments through there. There's all these advisors that are pitching mutual funds or high-cost investments or portfolios or whatever the case, and that is not always suitable. And the reason it's not is because think about who's making money. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Well, somebody has to get paid. I get that. But if you can get the exact same thing for a fraction of the cost and still achieves the same goal, wouldn't you rather have that? That's the comment for today. That's the theme of today. And unfortunately, I see people continually making those mistakes. So yes, people do need investment help. But it's where do you get that help? Yes, you need a car. But where do you go? Do you go to the Ferrari dealership to buy the car? Do you go to a used car dealership? Do you go to a Ford dealership? Or do you go to a Toyota or Honda dealership? Whatever it is, you need help doing it. But there is cost-effective ways. Yes, I understand. You need to buy a car. Does that mean you buy a Ferrari? No, that's not practical for everyday use or for barely any reasons that's practical. But my point is you want to talk to somebody who has an objective opinion, a third party, who is not compensated solely on what they're offering to. And unfortunately, that's the majority of the industry. So you want to be careful with that. You want to make sure the person you're working with does not offer those to you, or they're pitching products, selling annuities or high expense funds with loads and commissions involved with that. You need to be able to talk to someone that you can trust, someone that you know is not just going to sell you the flavor of the week. That is not appropriate. Not for your finances, folks. Holy smokes. Definitely not from your finances. That is not how it should be. So, what to do? We talked about discount brokers. What are discount brokers that are out there? I mean, you got from TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab's, Fidelity's, Vanguard's, you got E-Trade, Scott Trades, you name it. Those are discount brokers. You make the choices yourself. Now, most of those firms these days, yes, they probably can help you with lower cost options. They probably can. So because you're not paying a broker, you're avoiding those commissions. Now, I'm not telling you to go there because they can't give you advice. You have to do it on your own. But if you can get advice, if you need help with advice, if you need ways just to find out how to invest, how to reduce the cost as much as possible, that's where we come in. That's where we can help. That's what we do. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here at AM 590, The Answer. So, we're talking about ways to make sure you avoid these high costs and avoid these common mistakes. First and foremost, you should not be at one of these high-cost broker houses. My goodness, I see that far too often. It's just, you're paying for something. Think about this. You're paying for something that you could be getting at a fraction of the cost. And if you're worried about the advice part of it, find a fee-only advisor. At least it's transparent and you know what you're paying. If you go with a fee-only advisor, you don't have to worry about being sold something, being pitched a product, being pitched a commission-based loaded fund. You can avoid that. I would highly recommend that. You go to napfa.org, N-A-P-F-A.org, and you can help find yourself an advisor that can help your situation. I would highly encourage that. Now, so I wanted to show you about the common pitfalls. So here's the first one I see is most people are invested in large cap funds or investments. So that's these high company, the Microsofts, the Apples, the Procter & Gamble's, Johnson & Johnson, Home Depot's, you name it, General Electric. They invest for purposes of dividends and growth. And they think, you know what, that's what worked over the past few years. That's what I should be continuing to do. Now, even if you go to a Vanguard and you decide to buy their S&P 500 fund or the total stock market fund, even if you do that, the problem with that is the way they look at it is the stock market as a whole. The United States stock market as a whole. What's the problem with that? Well, the problem is if you take just the top 100 companies in America, which is part of the S&P 500. So what does that mean? The top 100 out of the 500 of the S&P 500. If you just take those top 100 companies, that represents over 85% of the overall stock market. So you are heavily weighted yet again in large cap. That's the problem. You do not want to do that. That's an inadequate way of investing. You are so heavily loaded in large cap. Not saying don't have large cap, but my goodness, you've heard this before. You've heard this story before. You want to diversify. You want to diversify with not just large cap, but mid caps and small caps. And you also want some growth and value, which is a subcategory of each of those. Large cap has its own growth and value. So does mid cap and so does small cap. You need a properly diversified portfolio and you need that. And unfortunately, people are investing in these large cap funds are heavily weighted in large cap. That's all they know. That's all what's preached. But guess what, guys? We're in the 21st century here. I mean, it's 2016. This is the time where you have to understand things are moving rapidly. It's been like that for 10 to 15 years now, where you can make a $10 million trade on your cell phone. Things are moving rapidly, and you cannot depend not just your finance, but your life savings, not just for your life, but your heirs' lives, your legacy. You cannot trust just putting it into a simple, heavily weighted index. Yes, S&P 500 has gotten 10 to 11% a year historically, but it also lost 40% in 2008. Are you comfortable right now at this stage of the game losing 40% of your money? And a lot of you say, you know what, I'm conservative. That's why I bought GE, Ford, Microsoft, some of these high-end company, big-name companies, blue, they call those blue chips that pay dividends, but I'm conservative. Well, how are you conservative? What do you think the S&P 500 is? What do you think it lost? Those are the companies that lost 40%. I don't care what you had in 2008. You have to understand what you're invested in. You have to understand how it relates to your situation. You also have to understand if that's the amount of risk that you need. You have to be diversified. You have to be able to take a look at your situation and implement it into a portfolio to help reduce your risk. I look at it as you can only mess this up. If you put yourself in a position, your past 20, 30, maybe even 40 years of saving, you're in a position now where you can only mess it up. Why take that unnecessary risk? You're already there. You crossed the finishing line. Nobody is around you. Don't go dancing across the finishing line. Don't try to mock people and run backwards across the finishing line. What are you doing? You've already won the race. Just don't mess it up. Don't skip on your way to the finish. No, just calmly. If anything, you can slow down. You can wave. You can pose for the pictures. You could drink some water, whatever it is. Just finish the line. Don't go crazy. That's what you need to do. And if you need help with that, if you want to take a look if you're taking too much risk, if you want to make sure you're properly allocated, if you want to make sure that you are fully diversified, give us a call. This is what we do on a daily basis. You call us at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Myself or my colleagues will be more than happy to give you a free financial assessment to make you understand where you are, how you're invested, and making sure you're not taking on too many risks. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a little break, but we're going to talk more about building a globally diversified portfolio. We'll be right back. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week, we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We're here on AM 590, The Answer. We are going over ways to fully diversify your portfolio, protecting yourself from unnecessary risks, making sure you're taking on the proper amount of risk, making sure you're not taking on unnecessary risk, and most importantly, fully just protecting yourself. Sometimes the best way to make money is just not to lose it. And most people I see, they claim they're conservative. You know what? I'm a conservative investor. And 100% of their money's in stocks, not only individual stocks, but in large cap companies. And they're thinking, well, the Procter & Gamble is probably never going to go away. Same with Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. And so on and so forth. Those are never going to go away. They're going to be around forever. Okay, I get that. I get that. Trust me when I say I get that. That's what people thought with Enron, Lehman Brothers, Baird Stearns, and WorldCom. Yes, I get it. I get it. Yes. I'm sure it can never go bad. Look at Bank of America, $50 a share in 2007. Now it's at 15. Look at GE. Early 2000s, they're at 50 bucks. Now they're at $25 a share. No splits, no nothing for either one of those examples. Yeah, I get it. Sure. Yeah, you'll be fine. Everything's great. Guess what? Everything's great until it's not great. So understand this. You cannot call yourself conservative if you're fully invested in individual stocks just because you're like, yeah, I don't care. I'll let it ride out and just collect the dividends. It's more than that. Dividends have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. You have to make sure you are globally diversified. This isn't Gabriel Shaheen. This isn't my philosophy. This isn't the company I work for, Falcon Wealth Planning's. It is my philosophy and the firm's philosophy, but we didn't adopt this. We're not the smartest people in the world, even though we think we are very smart. But it is the academically proven method of investing, and this is how institutions invest. This is how pension funds, endowments, corporations, nonprofit, this is how they're investing. That's how you should be investing. If it's good enough for them, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, if it's how they're invested, don't you think it's maybe good enough for you? The goal is to maintain your lifestyle. The goal is to have your money continue to be preserved and grow and keep up with inflation. Doing that, you need to be more focused than just large cap USA. You need to be globally diversified. I talked about, yes, most people that are in equities are all in USA and most of it is all large cap. I get that. And that is wrong. That is not the proper way to do it. It's not. It is definitely not. So, by the way, if you need help with this, I mean, we offer free financial assessments, folks. For you guys who are calling off the radio, we are offering free financial assessments. Give us a call. We can analyze your situation. This is something that we've been doing for years. We can do this at no cost. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON like the bird. Or visit the website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help not just look at your investments, but your overall financial situation. We typically charge $500 for this. We are offering it to you at no cost. Take advantage. Now is the time to act. When are you going to do it? You're going to wait until you retire and then you want to look to make some changes? With your luck, you know what's going to happen the day before you want to retire. The market crashes. And then what? Now you got to work another 3 to 5 years. Folks, I seen that. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure you're in place now. The number one thing that I hear from my clients is, I wish I saw you 5 to 10 years ago. Yeah, you betcha you wish you saw 5 to 10 years ago. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially for a firm and a person and people that take a look at your overall financial situation. I can't tell you how many times people just come with investment returns. It's like, what do you, investment or their investment statements. What is that? That means nothing. Come with your overall financial situation. We're not an investment firm. We're a financial planning firm. And that's the difference with a lot of people out there that call themselves financial advisors, investment consultants, and wealth planners. All everybody cares about is your investments. And we look at everything. And a lot of them, they can't even give you advice because they don't have the knowledge they need to give you proper advice. So they don't even say, they go talk to a tax advisor, tax professional. Well, guess what? That's what we are. And that's who we help. We help people like you. And if you need help with that, give us a call. We can do it, and it's at no cost to you. Now is the time. 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So, we were talking about USA, large cap USA. That's just one part of the investment process. I kept saying globally diversified portfolio. A globally diversified portfolio means you're investing in just more the U.S., but the world is catching up, folks. It is very important for you to know. With today's technology, the world is catching up. So you got developed markets. These are countries that's been around for a while that do produce goods and produce them well. You got England, France, Germany, Switzerland, Japan, Australia. These are countries that have consistently produced goods. Investing in developed markets is what you need to do to have a properly diversified portfolio. But guess what? That's just one side of the investment tree for international. The other side of the tree is emerging markets. These are countries that have up-and-coming economies such as China, India, Indonesia, Korea, Mexico, Brazil. These are countries that have the highest expected rate of return investments. It's important to be invested in everything. And on top of that, for both developed markets and emerging markets, which are both international, as you probably already know by the countries I listed, also have large cap, mid caps, and small caps. Folks, this is how you need to invest. This is the globally diversified portfolio. It's USA and international. We're in a world economy. You cannot focus just on the USA. The rest of the world is catching up, and you need to participate in it. You need to be able to hedge yourself, because when the US economy, it will hit a recession again. Is it going to be tomorrow? I have no clue. Is it next year? God only knows. Is it 5 to 10 years? I don't see why not. I feel like every 10 years we do got something going on. But the point is, because you don't know, you need to be globally diversified and hedge yourself. Folks, if you're just joining us here, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM590, The Answer. We're going over all topics of finance. It doesn't matter what it is. You want to lease a car, you want to buy a car, you want to rent a home, you want to buy a home, you want to rent out your home to go rent the home of your dreams. I've seen the craziest of things. Student loans, taxes, estate planning, Social Security, you name it, folks. If you need help with this, if anything, if something's just been on your mind and you want to meet with someone to make sure what you're thinking is accurate, if you want to sell your home, move to another state, what state to move into, what states to avoid, Social Security, capital gains, and so on, that's what we do. We would love to help you with it. All you have to do is give us a call. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or just visit the website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So, the new fiduciary standards that have been coming out have really been shaking the tree with a lot of people that have been pitching products. And having a globally diversified portfolio at all times, that is the way. That's what fiduciaries, find me a fiduciary that's a trying to sell you something. That contradicts the fiduciary term, because they're supposed to do what's in your best interest. And it's funny how a lot of fiduciary advisors have the same strategy as what I just spoke to you today. And what I talked to you about today was having a globally diversified portfolio. But if you want to, here's the thing, you want to double check that. You want to make sure you're working with somebody. It's hard for me to find somebody that can give you an honest advice that is not a fee-only advisor. It's so hard to do. Because there are conflicts of interest for fee-based, because they can charge commissions. They just have to disclose it to you. That's all they have to do. And at that point, you trust the person, you like the person, they're probably a personable person. So you're signing away saying, yeah, I understand, you have to get paid somehow. But the thing is, you can avoid it. You can avoid that by working with someone who's fee-only. It used to be commission-based. Well, now, we don't like that, how that sounds. We know the bad things with commission-based advisors. Then the commission-based people got really smart and created fee-based. Fee-based is completely different than fee-only. I cannot tell you how often I get people that are confused with the fee-based versus fee-only. Fee-based means they can still charge commissions. They just have to disclose it to you. Fee-only means they cannot receive a commission ever. It's truly impossible. So you want to make sure that you understand the advice that you're getting from who's giving it to you. Use the advice quite often. You go to buy insurance. The insurance agent gets paid by selling you insurance. Don't ask him or her, what should you get for insurance? Don't ask them. They're getting paid from that. It's like going to the car dealership and saying, hey, what car should I buy, to the sales guy. He's going to offer you the most expensive car on the lot because that's what he gets paid off. He's going to offer you the car with the highest margins. You don't do that. You go to a third-party, objective, fee-only advisor to get that information from. That's us. That's what we help with. We have people all the time. We've had clients call us when they're on the dealership. That's the relationships we have to negotiate the deal, saying, hey, this is what they should be paying. Get them the deal or they're walking out. We're the bad guys. Hire us. Not the bad guys. We're the good guys for you, which are the bad guys for the bad guys. I don't know if that made sense. Give us a call, folks. We can help. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit us at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com. We are offering free financial assessments. We can take a look at your situation of where you are today, how retirement looks like. Take a look at taxes, investments, estate planning, and insurance, and give you a full comprehensive look on things that you need to be doing to make sure you are properly set for the golden years, for the happy years, for the 6 Saturdays and a Sunday that I call retirement. Now is the time to act. We can help you with your full financial situation. All you have to do is give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. As we close out this show on this beautiful Sunday, thank you for tuning in with us. We love being on this show to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. You can always reach myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Call us with any personal questions you have. We will have a confidential and personal conversation. Tune in every Sunday as we go over all important topics of personal finance. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.